KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Surrendering to federal authorities in Los Angeles today, Ipe Mizuhara, former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani. Mizuhara facing bank fraud charges, accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani. Martin Estrada, U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California.
Mr. Mizuhara had access to that bank account, and he refused to give access to Mr. Ohtani's other professional advisors, including his agent, his accountant, and his financial advisor. And he told them that Mr. Ohtani wanted to keep that account private.
Authorities say Mizuhara used the money to pay gambling debts. Donald Trump's allies in Congress reduced the length of a reauthorized Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act from the usual 5 years down to 2. House vote today. In Wisconsin's Dane County, a police chase ended with an armed standoff and 2 deaths. Alexander Grunke killed, as was a 13-year-old girl with him. Investigators say police did not fire their weapons. This is ABC News. House Democrats continue to blame Republicans for the abortion chaos in Arizona. This past Wednesday, Donald Trump said he does not support a national ban on abortion. Democratic leadership, though, isn't buying it.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries with strong words for former President Trump after Trump says he will not sign a national abortion ban.
Donald Trump is lying.
Trump has recently said abortion is a state issue, not a federal one. The Arizona decision could have massive effects in the upcoming election.
The extreme MAGA Republicans have been very clear. They do not believe in a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
Republicans appear to be walking a tightrope on the issue as abortion rights creates a divide in the party. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
Aerosmith is resuming its farewell tour. It was postponed after Steven Tyler fractured his larynx last September. They return to the road September 20 in Pittsburgh. The Black Crowes will open. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor.
John, I'm coming in here. I hadn't seen you in a couple of years, which I'll remind you of the last time I saw you.
It wasn't at the circus?
No.
Okay.
But I'm coming and I'm listening to you. And
how drunk was I?
And when I saw you, I was shocked at how old you
were. Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Mike Clemens.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Friday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Emerson Lehman, Rob Thomas, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny later this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high of 54 today. The wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, sunny 66. A few showers or thundershowers tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball here. Friday, noon to 2. Warm weather on the way. So, too, are plastics on our beaches. We'll discuss on Civic Media.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This agricultural princess, queen of all that moves. Nah, let's stick with Farm Babe. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Hey, yeah, greetings on a Friday morning. Welcome in, everybody. I am the fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke. Thank you so much to all of you that tried to win those Midwest Horse Fair tickets from me yesterday. I'm going to give you another chance to pick up a four-pack of tickets for that big event coming up next weekend at the Alliant Energy Center grounds. All you have to do is stick around. Weather-wise, I'll tell you what, the winds are going to stick around. If you're in the La Crosse area, most of the weather is already behind you. You might actually see sunshine today with daytime highs touching out probably almost 60 degrees. The Madison area, the rain is going to dissipate a little bit later this morning, and then the wind are what you're going to notice. Partly cloudy skies in the Madison area around 56 with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. For folks that are along the lakeshore, hang on. Winds will dominate your Friday, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. So we'll be talking more about the weather details with Stu Muck in hopefully about 15 minutes. I'm hoping he's got his voice back today. The good news is all of us will greet sunshine on Saturday. Really beautiful temperatures Saturday and Sunday. I smell the grill cookouts already. Looks like daytime highs both days probably touching out around 70 degrees. Talking about what's going on with bison production in Wisconsin this morning, and also focused in on some of the business that got transacted down at the state capitol. So many details all on the way for you.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
There's no better way to get a first-hand look at the water levels of the Mississippi River and the impacts on shipments than the pilot house of a river towboat. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And Jimmy Cheatham, barge captain on the Western Rivers, says they're doing an excellent job at moving freight right now. However, despite this and the recent snowfall that we've had, he's still cautious about the future of water levels.
I was able to go up into Dubuque at meetings pre-Christmas, and it was extremely warm. You know, we had such warm weather and early, then we had that bite of winter, then we had an early thaw, and there's no more snow to melt off and bring down, which is kind of a scary thing for us right now, especially here in the Midwest with us being below record on rainfall right now.
So what impact has that had then on the movement of commodities? Is freight traffic back to normal, or what do you even consider normal? Is it backed up? How is that going?
Right now, we are doing an excellent job at moving what we have to move. This is usually our slower time of the year, and the Upper Mississippi is just recently opened. If it wasn't for lock and dam repairs, we could have probably ran most of the winter up there. Surprisingly, this year, very little to no ice. River stages are a little above average right now. We've had quite a bit of rain in the last few days, but that's expected to fall out pretty quick.
We're getting ready for our spring planting coming up, but how much of the past crop is still being moved?
Well, depending on the markets, and I haven't paid a whole lot of attention in the last couple of months to the markets, I think it looked like to me corn movement was down a little bit. China kind of backed out on some contracts. We are not backlogged right now. If anything, we're starting to move fertilizer and ag products for the farms north right now. In fact, we've got boats going all that have been in St. Paul and turned out in the last 2 weeks, so that's pretty early for this time of year.
So you mentioned a few of those products. What products are you hauling? Are you seeing more of a demand for certain ones than others?
We was moving a lot of the corn and soybeans off the Ohio River. Of course, that's a normal winter run. Illinois River was moving quite a bit of product out earlier this winter, a lot of corn. Right now, things are kind of turning around for northbound freight, and we're bringing up a lot of fertilizers and farm-related products to get the crops back into the field. Like like potash and lime, and there's a great number of things being moved right now. It's even loaded and moved entry United States. A lot of our imported fertilizers are being moved up and getting ready to gear up for hopefully a busting season this year.
We rely on the Mississippi River. Is there anything happening at key ports or even disputes that are affecting transportation of goods is potentially going to happen that you're just keeping an eye on?
Nothing that's on the radar right now. Of course, we've already started watching for trouble areas on the rivers to try to pre-identify when the river starts falling out. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans, they're always down there sounding, dredging, and watching the channels down there as they shift and move to be able to bring the ships into port. But right now, we don't see any potential main hazards. We may have a few little hiccups here and there. With the new infrastructure bill that was passed, Lock and Dam 25 got the funding now to be rebuilt into a 1,200-foot lock, which will expedite shipping, which was a big plus for the shippers and the customers. And as the construction there progresses, we may have some hiccups, slowdowns, but nothing major. It'll be pre-planned and assessed, and we'll get to there as quick as we can. But I don't think this year will be a problem.
So then looking ahead to the rest of the year for 2024, what are the trends that you see coming or things that you're watching that maybe are a little different compared to past years?
I have, personally, I have reevaluated some of the trouble spots on the upper and the lower Mississippi where they have dredged historically. There has been issues. Kind of getting my feel and ideology where we might have trouble again. As a professional mariner, it's something that we all try to do. But in the last 2 years of this drought that we've suffered, the Corps has done an outstanding job keeping the river systems open. And they've got the lower Mississippi right now in really good shape. Cairo to St. Louis is in excellent shape. We've got extra water, and we're moving at full capacity right now.
So can you tell me a little bit about what it's like for you? You're out on the barge. What's it like to be a captain? What is a typical day even?
Mine usually starts at 4:30 because I get up about an hour early. I go and watch about 5:30. Then you relieve your partner and you kind of formulate what needs to be done in your mind on the boat. Got a good crew. The mate usually takes care of a lot of the stuff on the boat. You look at orders to see if there's been any order changes overnight and start figuring out our tow work as we transit up and down the river, where barges might drop, where we're going to pick some up, how we're going to arrange tow. Look at river stages to see what river stages are doing. River stages coming up, sometimes they can load a little heavier. That's more profit for the company and a big savings for the shipper. Gets pretty busy just on that end of it. But on a one-on-one end with the crew, I'm one that I took a leadership meeting years ago, and it was in the course was one-on-one evaluating your team members. So I've always taken that to heart, and I always try to communicate with my crew, each one every day, to try to get feedback to see how they're doing, if they're experiencing any fatigue, any mental lag, maybe some worries at home, maybe some troubles at home that they need to talk about or see how they're feeling. We got to make sure we got groceries, the boat's fuel, got water, make sure the office is content with our performance. There's a lot to it outside just sitting down and driving the boat. We run 28 and 28. We ride 28 days on, 28 days off. We do six-hour watches. 6 hours on and 6 hours off. And if we leave out of St. Louis northbound to St. Paul and back to St. Louis, you're looking at a good solid 2 weeks to transit, a little over 2 weeks to make the turn.
So we mentioned that workforce. How is the workforce looking for the future? Do people know about this job or are they wanting to be part of this?
Well, that's one of our biggest issues right now, as any industry in the United States, especially our skilled laborers. It's not wide known what we do out there, and I appreciate radio broadcasts like this one that's putting it out there for us. I do a lot of on TikTok to try to educate people about what we do. No, it's not wide known. Our retention rates are horrible. Attracting new people out there is becoming a major issue. You're looking at a workforce now in my age group, and I'm pushing 60. At one point in time, I'm going to decide to retire, and I'm not coming back. So in the next 5 to 8 years, I think we'll see a big percentage of our senior officers retiring. Yes, we are making new pilots. We're making a few engineers. Nothing to fill the gaps that's fixing to come. An experienced deck crew and
That was Jimmy Cheatham, barge captain on the Western Rivers. Look for the link to his TikTok page in the article on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com for more informational videos and a firsthand look into how things are going on the Mississippi River. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It could save a life or more. Do you know if the smoke alarm in your home works? Here's Rebecca Rockhill with the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross.
What I want to make sure people remember is fires take 7 lives every day, and that could be cut in half if we just get those working smoke alarms in there.
A Sound the Alarm event on April 13th includes free smoke detector installation, education, and support with your family's emergency plan.
What you're talking about is a plan. It's the most important point. You hope you never need, but if you do, that plan will save your life.
Learn more at redcross.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have 2 girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Evers Desk this spring, not the least of which is a little extra funding that came about for our Wisconsin County Fairs. I talked about it with Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg. She said it was really a heartwarming event to see county fair volunteers from across the state come together in a show of support for the premiums that they pay to the exhibitors.
At the bill signing, we had one of the directors of the Elroy Fair brought their granddaughter along. I mean, this is something that these people, who most of what they're doing is volunteer work, they're just really excited that this is going to give them a little more breathing room and assurance that the folks that are coming to their fair are going to get a lot of that premium from the state. So now they can make some of that investment in the fair itself without the responsibility and what they feel is a responsibility to provide premiums and encourage people to come to their fairs.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg from Marcus Ann. Now, one element that missed and did not get signed by Governor Tony Evers was a bill designed to protect farms from litigious, really, ordinances formed on the local scene. Ballweg explains she thinks that it was basically a misunderstanding.
We have had some local folks that are trying to do local ordinances, get rid of CAFOs or regulate animal husbandry, and it shouldn't be possible under current law, but we were trying to beef that up, so to speak, and the governor said that he objected to removing local control over animal welfare. Well, this just wasn't what the idea was with this. It's that we need to support our agricultural industry.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg. That's one item that she says they'll probably bring back around next session with maybe clearer language. Same thing goes for a miss when it comes to additional funding support for the farm and industry short course. Now, remember, this was a pivotal year for that longstanding educational option, moving from the UW-Madison campus to UW-River Falls. Ballweg says despite the lack of financial support on the state scene, it'll move forward.
Right. Well, two things that I would say were swings and misses. We're trying to put some money into the farm and industry short course. I was quite surprised that we just couldn't get that one over the finish line and help. Now, I do know that River Falls is charging ahead with doing that and hope to bring that back in the next budget.
Again, that's Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg. If you want to hear my entire conversation with Joan, you can do that. Just pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. You will find it on our podcast list. Well, this morning I'm finding him on the other line, other end of this line for a Friday forecast. Time for our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, along with us. How are you doing this morning? Are you there now? Well, he was there. We'll find out if we can connect with Stu and find out where he is. We'll catch up with him coming your way in just a moment. The mild weather we enjoyed in Wisconsin could add up to big pest problems for our crops this year. Steve Bailey is in Monroe, one of the Helena Agra advisors.
One thing I would challenge guys to think of and a little bit of conversations I've been having this last month is we didn't get a killing frost. And what I mean by that is a lot of these rootworm beetles didn't have that frost to really nip them off. So I would challenge everybody that's listening today, make sure that if you're corn on corn, you're running a traded corn and or maybe a granular insecticide or if you have in-furrow starter, there's options there too. But I think guys are really going to want to take a very close look to their fields and follow the insect pressure that we're going to have this year.
Rootworms, just one of the insects to keep an eye on, according to Steve Bailey from Monroe, one of the Helena Agra reps. You can find out more and find your local Helena rep at helenaagri.com. All right, let's see if Stu Mock's back along with us for a Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Sounds like wind is the issue today, huh, my boy?
Wind is the issue. I forgot how to run equipment being gone for a couple of days. Low pressure's pulled into southeast Canada, and that system's taking rain with it. Rain down near the Quad Cities into central Illinois, pulling away some rain in lower Michigan. There may be light rain in far eastern Wisconsin yet this morning, but that's going to end. Sunshine builds in, but it stays windy with that low in southeast Canada, very strong northwest winds. They'll gust up to 25 and 30 yet today and stay gusty into tonight. But then high pressure settles in and our weekend does improve. Sunshine more likely for Saturday and Sunday. Nice temperatures too, upper 60s in the 70s. But Saturday night, if it were winter, I'd call it an Alberta Clipper. A really fast-moving little system drops through late Saturday night, early Sunday. A few sprinkles, a little rain may pop up with that system, but that's it. Not going to be long-lasting, not going to add up much. It doesn't cool us off, but a little rain then, and otherwise we stay drier and warmer into next week. But I think late Monday, Tuesday, another round of showers, could be thunderstorms, could actually be some measurable rain as we head through Tuesday into early Wednesday. But those temps, still upper 60s and 70s, still very mild right on into next week. No big changes there. Another rain system toward the end of the week, and then it could start cooling off. Could start feeling a little less spring-like, nothing drastic, but just not quite so warm toward the end of the week. So today, I expect sun in the west, a few clouds east, not bad, upper 50s, 60s in the west, the northwest winds gusting near 30. We cleared out overnight, dropped back down toward the upper 30s, the northwest winds still a bit gusty, sunshine on Saturday, upper 60s, with west and south winds. And Sunday, sunny skies in the 70s, mid-70s, with west winds 5 to 10. Those sprinkles Saturday night, Pam, that's about the biggest threat.
All right. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Find more at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he was having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Surrendering to federal authorities in Los Angeles today, Ipe Mizuhara, former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani. Mizuhara facing bank fraud charges, accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani. Martin Estrada, U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California.
Mr. Mizuhara had access to that bank account, and he refused to give access to Mr. Ohtani's other professional advisors, including his agent, his accountant, and his financial advisor. And he told them that Mr. Ohtani wanted to keep that account private.
Authorities say Mizuhara used the money to pay gambling debts. Donald Trump's allies in Congress reduced the length of a reauthorized Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act from the usual 5 years down to 2. House vote today. In Wisconsin's Dane County, a police chase ended with an armed standoff and 2 deaths. Alexander Grunke killed, as was a 13-year-old girl with him. Investigators say police did not fire their weapons. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. That's according to the Department of Public Instruction's workforce report for 2022. The report also says teacher pay in real dollars has dropped 20% over the past 12 years. Changes for the better at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Limits on pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches correlate with better behavior. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoey tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks take on the Thunder. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and make it 3 wins in a row without Giannis when they take on the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. Milwaukee back on the winning track after beating the Celtics and the Magic. The Brewers' road trip continues this weekend in Baltimore against the Orioles. Milwaukee's Freddie Peralta set to pitch against Tyler Wells. NFL, the Packers' Kenny Clark says he expects to be back to lining up to more over the center or guard as the defense switches to a 4-3 scheme. College football, Luke Fickell back for his second year in Madison, holding spring practice.
We talk about don't be occasionally great, don't be occasionally a tough guy. Can you consistently be really good? Can you consistently have that toughness day in and day out, whether you get a thigh bruise, you get a little bit dinged? It's a tough sport. It's a tough game. And the only way you're going to get better, the only way we're going to truly create this culture and environment to grow is by having guys be the example.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny later this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high of 54 today. The wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, sunny 66. A few showers or thundershowers tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It could save a life or more. Do you know if the smoke alarm in your home works? Here's Rebecca Rockhill with the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross.
What I want to make sure people remember is fires take 7 lives every day. And that could be cut in half if we just get those working smoke alarms in there.
A Sound the Alarm event on April 13th includes free smoke detector installation, education, and support with your family's emergency plan.
What you're talking about is a plan. It's the most important point. You hope you never need, but if you do, that plan will save your life.
Learn more at redcross.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep
deep psychological warfare with yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
M. Yankee.
If you need to know about farming, then you need to know Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Want to know about bison production in Wisconsin? All you have to do is tie a knot and hang around. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke. Welcome back in on a Friday. Okay, as promised, I've got a four-pack of tickets ready for you to attend the 2024 Midwest Horse Fair. The theme this year, horseplay. That big show happens next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison. You can find more details at MidwestHorseFair.com. This four-pack of daily admission passes allows you to take a bunch of your buddies or to maybe spread your visit out over a couple days. Now, the only way that you can pick up the four-pack of tickets to the Midwest Horse Fair is through our talk text line. That means you can either call it or text it. And remember, I need your full mailing address so I can pop these in the mail right away today. Again, the number, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. All right, so today is the 12th day of April. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1930, the Oshkosh All-Stars capped off their first year as an independent pro basketball team, beating the Chicago Majestic. Some of those players actually got inducted later into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Started back in 1930 in Oshkosh. Did you even know? On this day in 1861, the American Civil War actually started. Bunch of happy birthdays today, starting off with David Letterman, 76 years young today. Actress Claire Danes is 44. Jazz man great Herbie Hancock is 83. And actress Shannon Doherty, still battling cancer, 52 years young. And now you know. A lot of people don't know that in Wisconsin, yes, we raise beef, we raise dairy, but we also raise bison. And it's becoming an increasingly popular animal for a lot of startup operations around the state. Stephanie Hoff has more.
Melissa Winkus is the second generation on her family bison farm in Seymour, raising over 100 head. She's also a new board member with the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association. They actively promote and preserve the American bison in Wisconsin. Maybe you've had a bison burger from the association's famous food truck. Melissa says you can also check out your local bison producer for even more cuts and products.
They got the patties, the roast, the steaks, the summer sausage, right down to the jerky and everything. And depending upon the time of the year, depends on the most popular product that is sold. In the summertime, steaks are very popular. In the wintertime, roasts are very popular.
What would surprise people about bison? Like, maybe our listeners are familiar with working cattle. Compare the two for us.
So bison is not a very hands-on animal. The calves only come out roughly about 35 pounds, actually. So the calving ease is very much different than dairy cows, where they are about 100 pounds coming out. So we do not have to worry about the calving ease of them being or having to help out with the calving. So that is definitely different. And they're just kind of built for the outdoors. They don't really go in a barn at all. And we have one area that there's a barn available to them, and they'd rather prefer the outside. They're just built for being outdoors, and in the wintertime, we kind of enjoy seeing the snow on their back. When they do, it's because they're so well insulated that the snow does not melt off of them. So that's kind of neat seeing outside in the wintertime. In the summer, the heat doesn't bother them either. They are, like, their body is just ready for any weather thrown at them. The only time we really notice that bothers them is that 2 weeks in the spring or so when it's just sloppy, wet, cold, which bothers people too. So I don't blame them whatsoever for being ornery during that time.
And Melissa, you're also a member of the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association. Tell me about the association and your role in it.
So I just got voted on this year, actually, to be on the board. We have worked on really sending out the positive message of bison farms and producing and raising in bison in a positive message across the state. There's actually roughly about 50 different producers throughout the state that not too many people are aware that there's that many. A lot of them sell the meat right on the farms. Some do farmers markets and such. Another thing that Wisconsin bison producers have really gone to this year was going towards a lot of the vet students to be sponsored to go to some of the local farms when they do roundup with their animals, and then they can see more hands-on that way. We just launched a new website, wisconsinbison.com, and there you can see a lot of the producers are right on there and a link to their websites, or just in general, you can learn a lot of more about the bison industry just on our website now that is new and improved.
Tell me about the demographics of bison producers. Are there younger people coming in? Is it an older generation?
A lot of times it is the farm is getting out of the beef or dairy industry and looking to raise something else. Some farms are going from the ground up and putting the fences up because they need a little more sturdy fence for a bison to keep in versus a dairy cow that you can walk right up to and they're good with, you know, two lines of fence. Otherwise, some of them is because they already have the pastures already established and they just want to have something different to have around the farm.
What's sparking you to stay in the industry?
I like the uniqueness of the bison. The bison in general are a very unique animal to watch, and they are just absolutely beautiful to see out in the pasture grazing. We also do feed corn silage and finish off the animals that way too before butchering. But why I would stay in it is just the uniqueness and the culture I kind of grew up in, and I like that part of it.
Melissa Winkus joining us. She's been around bison her whole life on the family farm in Seymour. Now she's taken on a leadership role with the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association. She's looking forward to getting the word out about the value bison can bring to a farm that's looking to switch things up or to people looking to get started in agriculture. Melissa says their new website, wisconsinbison.com, is a great resource to find bison near you. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The April World Ag Supply Demand Report that was released yesterday by USDA wasn't as bullish as the market had hoped for. It predicts lower corn and higher soybean ending stocks. So the price that they're coming up with right now, the season average for corn, is $4.70 a bushel. That's down 5 cents. The soybean outlook, a little bit brighter. Season average soybean price forecast at $12.55 a bushel, but that's down 10 cents from the previous. Markets are reacting again this morning in Chicago. We've got December corn down a penny and a half right now at $4.64. November soybeans on a Friday morning down a penny and a half, $11.62. July wheat, that's up a half at $5.66¾. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese finished another penny and a quarter lower, $1.54¾. 40-pound block cheese was down 6 at $1.51. The AA butter dropped 3¾ cents to $2.89¼ per pound. This morning in Chicago, the Class 3 fluid milk, which goes into cheese for May, is up 11 cents, $16.13 a hundredweight. The June contract, that's up 9 right now at $16.62 a hundredweight. Again, don't forget, I've got some Midwest Horse Fair tickets I'm giving away this morning for my Talk Text prize. That's a four-pack to the Midwest Horse Fair coming up next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Alliant Energy Center grounds. Send me your full mailing address at our Talk Text line. That's 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Good luck to win those Midwest Horse Fair tickets this morning. Coming up next, chatting with the folks from AARP of Wisconsin. There are a lot of folks in Wisconsin still struggling to find high-speed broadband. Where does that conversation stand? What can you do to help it along? Stick around. That's on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie board? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
You're on the road, or if there's stuff flying around in your yard. Today, as we wrap up our week, we want to visit with our friends from AARP of Wisconsin. Pleased to visit with Leslie Spencer Herrera. She is the volunteer state president of AARP of Wisconsin. And Leslie, I want to start right there. Tell me a little bit about how you became the volunteer state president.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was saying about the privilege of serving in this position, I was asked to serve through the Public Service Commission on the Wisconsin Digital Equity and Inclusion Stakeholder Group. And, you know, a lot of folks there represent organizations that are out in, you know, throughout Wisconsin. And I know that just from traveling around Wisconsin. There are whole areas that are just dark. I mean, I was just amazed, you know, when we're going up north for vacations and like, what? I can't get my internet, you know. And for people living there, I just, it's like utilities, right? I mean, you don't question running water now or being able to turn on a light bulb. And internet's become that way in high speed. I mean, it's not just enough to, in like the old days, it's some little dial-up thing. I mean, you need to access those videos, that information. You know, if you want telemedicine, you need to have really rapid internet. So we can't have a world where it's some have it and some don't, you know?
You know, this must be interesting for you to have that conversation with people that really have a blind spot. They want to execute programs. They want to roll out opportunities. They have all this in they're rolling, and then they say, well, and we're going to drive it all through the internet. They've got that blind spot to true access. If you want to serve those people, you mentioned healthcare. That is an excellent example, especially given the current situation in Wisconsin.
Oh, correct. I mean, you know, sometimes you hear that as the response. Well, we may not have clinic there, but they can get on with the doctors or telehealth or, you know, nurse practitioner. Well, you need really decent connectivity for that. And two, you know, the security protocols, everything are driven through access. You know, I mean, you don't want your healthcare information just being transmitted on some network that you don't know how secure it is or whatever. You know, I mean, you need the standards of being a first world country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned, Leslie, that as the volunteer president, you are able to be forward facing with the Public Service Commission. How is AARP trying to stay engaged in this conversation? Because it's not just about Wisconsin. It's about the United States as a group.
Well, that's certainly part of it. I mean, and part of AARP is we are a national organization. So, for example, Wisconsin's part of a regional grouping that includes places who are actually also fighting, you know, broadband, like South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas. And they've found, you know, different solutions to go at funding. The main thing is elected representatives need to understand this is a high priority and a need. So I guess that's one reason I'm on this phone call today, because I want to remind folks you do have a voice. And whenever you meet a represented elected official, say, gosh, we need you to find a way. You know, their excuses, particularly for rural, is all that last mile is so expensive, you know, to get to people's homes. Well, figure out a way to do that. And, you know, their technology's changing. You know, keep your minds open and give us affordable access. It's not just enough to have access, but if it's costing you $150 a month, you know, that's a lot of money for folks.
Yeah, actually, very true. Now, again, if you're just joining us, this is Leslie Spencer Herrera. She is the volunteer state president for AARP of Wisconsin, also a member of the Public Service Commission. And the focus today on our conversation is high-speed internet access for everybody, regardless of where you are. Let's talk about that affordable connectivity program, Leslie. Many folks may not have heard about it, but it is one that tries to address the expense of that last mile, for example.
Right. And even, you know, and certainly affordability came out of, like many things did, out of COVID. The federal government passed this technically it's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, but like many of the COVID programs, it's run down. I mean, the money's gotten spent. You can no longer enroll in it. And the folks who are enrolled, and some of you may even be enrolled and not know it, because some people were automatically, if you fit certain criteria in terms of your family income, were enrolled without even knowing. So if you're paying $35 a month for connectivity, you probably are in it, and it's going to go away. And, you know, we all know what's happening in D.C., but that's, again, a conversation to have with your state, you know, your representative, your senator, saying, please, please, there is a bill before Congress saying let's have more money for this for the folks who, you know, cannot afford it. I know my mom, for example, I mean, who passed away last year, but I could never talk her to get on the Internet because she just lived on basic Social Security, and she said, you know, I can't even think of paying for that, you know, and she wouldn't let me pay for it, you know, out of pride. But it's something I know a lot of people deal with. That so we've got to let people know, just like making electricity affordable, more affordable, water, you know, have to make some provision for that.
Right, right, yeah. And the best way, one of the best ways, folks, to find out more, maybe educate yourself about the affordable connectivity issue bill and what you can do, is by going to the AARP website. And it's just that simple, AARP.org. If you just put in the search connectivity, and you'll probably pop up with a couple different articles about that. And that's another thing, Leslie, we're talking to people about the lack of internet, and yet I'm taking them to AARP.org. How do you suggest for those folks that literally are the targets of this conversation and lacking connectivity, what are their options? How can they stay engaged in the conversation?
Well, I would just reach out to your, find your phone number for your elected official and say, I need this, and I don't even know what I can access, number one. Number two, your libraries. You know, folks must run into town sometimes, and libraries are now probably some of the best connected places around, mm-hmm. and your librarians are trained to show you and get you to things. I've seen, you know, things where libraries now are becoming hubs for giving people access mm-hmm. to high-speed internet.
Glad to have you. Leslie Spencer Herrera joining us today for AARP of Wisconsin. She is their volunteer state president, forward-facing with the Public Service Commission as they continue to work diligently to try to get high-speed internet access to everybody in the state of Wisconsin, regardless of where they live. Brought to you courtesy of AARP of Wisconsin. Find out more online today, AARP.org. Along with Leslie Spencer Herrera, I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
A call for empowering women in agriculture today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Women make up a substantial share of the agricultural workforce globally, but at a recent World Food Prize conference during this International Year of the Woman Farmer, participants pointed out that women farmers are not treated as equals. Jennifer Lester Moffitt is Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Women in agriculture, both as farmers and as policymakers, are paving the way for a better future, but their voices often go underheard.
Moffitt says efforts to change that attitude will be in high gear the next couple of years.
I know it can be challenging to be a woman in agriculture. I know this firsthand and personally, but breaking glass ceilings and helping ourselves and each other reach new heights is so important and what sets us apart for the next generation. Together, we're going to turn our challenges into opportunity. Together, we're going to empower women farmers, and together, we're going to lead the charge for sustainable agriculture and empower countless more folks to join us in this cause.
Video recordings of the World Food Prize conference are available online. There's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey, it's John Mino. On Friday's show, we'll feature the live music of Matt Harper. Don't miss it. Mino and the Mayor, morning 6 till 9 on WISS and WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last October that 11 Michigan GOP legislators used the independent state legislature theory to challenge two Michigan ballot questions expanding voting rights. A federal judge dismissed their case April 10th. You'll remember that the fringe ISL theory was used in a North Carolina case last year, with the state legislature arguing in Moore v. Harper that it alone had the U.S. constitutional authority to make election law. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that argument. In 2018, Michigan voters approved voting rights citizen ballot initiatives which established automatic voter registration, no excuse absentee voting, and same-day voter registration. In 2022, voters approved another voting rights amendment, which allowed drop boxes, established 9 days of early voting, and a permanent absentee list, among several democracy reforms. They passed with approvals of 60% and 67%. 11 Michigan GOP senators and representatives objected, arguing that they had the U.S. constitutional right to cast a vote on such election laws and were harmed by the ballot initiatives. Judge Jane Beckering did not rule on the validity of the ISL theory, but did concur with the state's argument that the plaintiffs had no standing to bring the case. The case was dismissed, but ISL may still not be dead. We have links to more in the case and why the ISL theory is dangerous at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you...
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.